Fashion in the Looking Glass by Malin Edholm. Narrated by Lily Ward.
Shit, shit, shit! I'm late again! Why does this keep happening to me? Now I am running down the street with a big backpack weighing me down and two canvas bags on each arm. My hair is stuck to my face, and people are staring at me when I hurry past them in an embarrassingly slow pace. It's autumn, and the weather is very unpredictable, but right now, I could be running down the street completely naked and still sweat. At least my sweat smells sweet. The scent of my shower gel and my perfume oozes from me as if I was an egg cooking away in a frying pan. I don't smell like a fried egg, though. I smell like coconut, as if I was born out of a nut. People keep telling me that I am overdoing it with my perfume, but it smells so divine. I make it onto the train just before it's about to leave the platform. I am out of breath, and I am sweating. I curse at myself for always packing such heavy bags and for never being able to dress appropriately for the weather, whatever the weather is. When I've placed my bags on the overhead shelf and taken off my thick sweater, I realize that someone is sitting in the seat next to mine. I also realize that I must have stretched over him when I put my bags away and that I probably flashed him my stomach when I took my shirt off. His face must have been just by my navel when I pulled the shirt over my head, or maybe only by my breasts. Can this day get any more embarrassing? With a blushing face and sticky hair, I tell him that my seat is by the window.